Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. With Israel and the United States in a crisis politically, the Middle East peace process is actually dead in the water. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Jared Kushner brings the peace agreement that he is hoping will go into place between the Israelis and the Palestinians, that one that has been written up and planned by his father-in-law, President Trump. He had a meeting with Gantz and with Netanyahu and said, fellas, let's get together and form a government. Do you think that's going to encourage them at all? Or
it's just too complicated, Jimmy, for anybody to come in and push the parties together. Again, the only thing that really can do that is a shared national emergency where both leaders can overcome their rather large egos and the differences that they have and join together. Certainly the United States, through Kushner, is pushing that line is important, but I don't think it's enough to overcome the problems. And at any rate, as we talked about last week, the peace process is pretty well dead in the water. We've had other action this week with the Palestinians and other areas that I won't detail right now, but there's a continuing war going on, not peace. The Palestinian Authority is shattered. It doesn't have a strong leadership under Abbas. There's really no reason to think that a peace process right now could really succeed. And the partners in it, Jordan, the peace treaty weakening strongly. There were more developments there this week. Just no reason to think that's going to succeed. But him coming shows there's still an interest in the White House to get this going. But again, the U.S. is also in a ballygun right now. So that's the situation.
David Dolan explaining why the Trump Middle East peace plan is dead in the water at this time. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. As I stated, there is a crisis politically, both in Israel, where the political leaders cannot form a government, and in the United States, where President Trump is under a threat of impeachment. Jared Kushner has come to Israel in order to try to get the two sides in the Israeli political crisis to come together. Jared Kushner's attempt to get the two sides in the Israeli political crisis to come together is not a real prospect. On the other hand, no one knows the outcome of the Trump impeachment process as well. Therefore, a peace plan in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is not realistic at this time. However, there will be peace when Jesus comes back. And in fact, there will be a short-term peace when the Antichrist confirms the three peace treaties that are already on the table and not working. This prospect is absolute, as foretold in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. In fact, this prophecy could be fulfilled possibly very soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...